oversight. It was December, and the orange leaves of the water oak all faced the ground identically, as of hawks. I held vigil over 1,000 living mice. There were rainbowed braids of wire and oil derricks behind the paintings in the museum. I curled my tail around my body, its uneven distribution among the snow and flower banks. Data swam, gasping into the practice space, and I staggered through the burrows, sharing needles with dock workers on bedrolls in cat food factories. The little matchstick flame shivered thousandfold in the metal bins and assemblages. Triangles of people held my attention. Puzzled by silence, stillness, I occupied cat's cradles of bus routes and reverb. I stroked carafes and wanted to get fucked again, as copper thieves spoke lovingly to fences in the inner southeast. My two-dimensional urn, I carried it everywhere. I licked my eyes awake. At protests, I studied curious waveform patterns, observed a fiveness of quadrants and a squaring of ovals. I followed myself on Twitter. I googled cat food factory. When the leaves began to fall, I straightened my tie and googled cat food factory near me.